BAFTA Awards, BBC and host Alan Cumming apologize after racial slur shouted by guest with Tourette's. By Breitbart News on February 23, 2026. London, AP, Britain's Film Academy and the BBC apologize to viewers after an audience member with Tourette syndrome shouted a racial slur during the British Academy Film Awards. The highly offensive word could be heard as Sinners stars Michael B. Jordan and Delroy Lindo were presenting the award for Best Visual Effects during Sunday's ceremony. Host Alan Cumming had earlier told the audience that a guest at the ceremony was John Davidson, a Scottish campaigner for people with Tourette's who inspired the BAFTA-nominated film I Swear. Tourette syndrome is a neurological disorder characterized by involuntary, repetitive movements and vocalizations, including the uttering of inappropriate words. After the outburst, Cumming apologized to the audience at London's Royal Festival Hall for the strong and offensive language. Tourette syndrome is a disability and the tics you have heard tonight are involuntary, which means the person who has Tourette syndrome has no control over their language, Cumming said. We apologize if you were offended. The British Academy of Film and Television Arts referred to Cumming's statement when asked for comment on Monday. The epithet could be heard when the BBC broadcast the ceremony about 2 hours after the live event. The broadcaster apologized Monday, though the offensive word could still be heard on the broadcaster's streaming site. This arose from involuntary verbal tics associated with Tourette syndrome, and was not intentional, it said in a statement. We apologize for any offense caused by the language heard. I Swear won 2 BAFTAs, including Best Actor for Robert Armaio, who plays Davidson. Ed Palmer, vice chairman of the charity Tourette's Action, said the BBC should have considered bleeping out the slur. This is really one of the most acute examples of where something that is a disability can cause quite understandably huge amounts of offense to someone, he told Times Radio. So, if it's being pre-recorded now, then bleeping it out, for example, might be a reasonable compromise.